The UK Report. Thanks to Peters of Kensington. Why in the World Wide Web would you shop anywhere else? petersofkensington.com.au.
Well, there's plenty happening in Britain. Let's go to John Adley because the Parliament has shut down. It's been prorogued. The Speaker, John Bercow, has announced he's quitting. John.
Yeah, morning. Yeah, the Speaker of the Commons, the champion of everyday backbench MPs, says he's going to step down at the end of October. So it's an end of an era. Lots of tributes to him in the Commons this afternoon. This is the very last day, but they're still going, Alan, and they're going to keep going, I think, until well after midnight. Boris Johnson is not going to get to his feet for, I think, at least an hour or two to start making the case again for an early general election. I think it's, you know, it's easy to predict that opposition MPs are going to outnumber him again. We're not going to get that early election. He's not going to get his way.
Well,
we now have that new law banning a no-deal Brexit.
Yeah.
The Queen signed on the dotted line. And yes, after that, maybe in the early hours of the morning, Parliament shuts down until mid-October. It seems an age ago, but it was 9 o'clock this morning that the Prime Minister started the day meeting the Irish Prime Minister in Dublin, but no sign that they can reach agreement on avoiding a hard border in Ireland. So it all carries on.
Well, yes. I'm just wondering if there isn't something yet to happen, John, because I'm not Nostradamus, but I think that before this Parliament rises, which will be tonight, as you say, in many hours' time, there's every prospect that the government might move a vote of no confidence in itself, that someone within the government move a vote of no confidence. That only requires a simple majority. The Labour Party don't want an election. They may well abstain. If that vote were successful in the House of Commons, then that would precipitate the election that Boris Johnson wants. So there may still be, they may let this motion about a general election go through. It'll be beaten, as you've said, but I'm not too sure that's the end of it before the Parliament rises. So it'll be interesting to see if there are any other developments, I have to say. But my thought is there might be one last card to play, and that may well be it. Just a quick one on the pilot strike.
Oh, yeah. Terminal 5 at Heathrow was like a ghost town today because British Airways pilots' support on the first day of a two-day strike was virtually 100%, their union says. BA acted early. It cancelled almost every flight. 195,000 passengers affected. Lots of frustration and delay. A bitter pay dispute. Another 24-hour strike planned for later in the month. Here's what BA is offering, though. Over 3 years, 11.5% pay rise for pilots, but they're saying they want more. They want more of the company's profits.
Oh, dear, dear. All right, John. Good luck. Now, you have an interesting night ahead of you. We'll talk to you tomorrow, John Adley. Just amplifying that point, I mean, a strategy being canvassed is that Boris Johnson's own party could propose a vote of no confidence. That would only require a simple majority to pass. It sounds bizarre, but Britain is living in bizarre times. A vote of no confidence in their own leader, would Labour support it or abstain? If they supported it, would pass. An election would have to follow. An election before the deadline to leave the EU. There's no doubt that Boris Johnson would do a deal at a federal election with Nigel Farage. The Brexit Party would campaign heavily in Northern England. A Labour stronghold. The Conservatives would deal with the South. Boris Johnson would win, in my view, in a landslide. And the no-deal legislation could then be repealed. Britain would be out of the European Union by October 31. So it'll be interesting to see if anything develops in the next several hours in the House of Commons.